mama made across the floor. Says she right on out the door and into the glade, and everybody promenade.
You're tuned to the Square Dance Radio Network. Today is Wednesday, December 14th, 2011.
And you're listening to the Do-Si-Do Show, episode number 28.
Hi, I'm your host, Dale Hodge from Columbia, Maryland.
And I'm Barb Jarvis from Wheeling, Illinois. Hello, Dale, and hello, Square Dance community. Today we have the second part of our interview with caller Jerry Story.
He talks about the ABC program, lays it out, and talks about his experience with it and how successful he was.
Sounds like something interesting. I thought I knew all my ABCs, but I guess there's something more I need to learn.
Yep. What'd you do this past weekend, Barb?
I saw the White Christmas show at Marriott's Lincolnshire Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I spent Saturday with my mom. We did a little bit of shopping and some work around her house. And on Sunday, after church, we went to see little Joey's basketball game. He's 9, and he scored 8 of his team's 30 points.
Wow.
He's very tall. How about you, Dale? What did you do?
Kathy and I threw a last-minute Christmas party. We had a wonderful time. It was fascinating. I know that there's always a lot of hanging out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
However, 3 of us went into the living room for about 20 minutes to talk, and other than that, no one left the kitchen the entire evening. It was fun. Well, fellow dancers and callers, the Square Dance Radio Network is just a little over a half a year old. It's been a fun 6 months, and thanks for listening and your suggestions and support. One of our main tenets is the growth of square dancing, so we'll be expanding in 2012 to include the recruitment connection as a new show. We expect it to come out in early February. The Square Dance Radio Network is free to listen to, and that'll not change ever. We value all of our listeners, and we promise to keep producing high-quality programming for the Square Dance community in 2012 and beyond. However, while it's free to listen to, we hate to admit it, it's not free to produce. And we would sure appreciate any help you could give to offset some of our production costs. So if you're enjoying the shows, please consider clicking the donate button in the advertisers and affiliates section of our website on the right-hand side of the homepage. Thank you. Anybody you'd like to say hello to today, Barb?
Yeah, I'd like to say a hi to Joey, and congratulations. He's my nephew who scored points in the game yesterday, and he was fun to watch, and he was being a good little player, so I think basketball could be his sport.
We now have the second part of our interview with caller Jerry Story. In this section of our interview, he talks about the ABC program. Jerry lays out what it is, how it works, and his experience with it. It's a great idea for the continuance of square dancing. Let's get right into it. So you had mentioned the levels and moving up through the levels, and I understand you were one of the, I believe, one of the initial authors of ABC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us what that is, what
sure.
precipitated it, and what you see as the future of ABC?
Sure, absolutely. I love the activity the way it is. I really do, and so does everybody else, and that's why we can't change. Lip service has been great for 20 years, especially the last 10 years. We've been really pushing hard for change the last 10 years. We can't get anywhere. Clubs won't change. Callers won't change. We're even finding now that it's hard to get them to work a program after their club folds up. I thought, my goodness, we'll get a program, you know, that once their club folds up and the caller still is going to want to call, he'll maybe think about a grassroots program,
yeah.
Which I consider Target 2-3. The ABC program. That's a grassroots program. But what I'm finding is guys quit calling, and then the club folds up, and the caller quits calling. They're not. And I thought, oh, my goodness, so we're even having a hard time getting the ABC program off the ground because there's not enough people that's interested in it. They just want to do what they do for their club, and which is a quasi-plus, pretty much 90% all over the world today. You know, there are a few spots that are still keeping the integrity in the program. But by and large, everybody is kind of like our school system. You know, if you can't handle first grade, don't worry about it. Just move on to second. If you can handle second grade, don't worry. So we've got people dancing levels way above where they really should be dancing, which has made it so hard to get into the activity that's why the activity is dying. We need grassroots programs. So we thought, well, here's a chance. We'll put a model out there, and everywhere that has been tried and worked the way we have explained it to people, it's worked fine. Everywhere they use it as a tool to recruit more modern Western square dancers into their clubs, it has failed. In other words, they'll use the ABC program to conjure up a good class, because it will. You know, if you work the program, their friends bring friends bring friends, and that's how square dancing has always been built strong, and that's what it's going to take again. Levels, however, segregated us, and that's where everything stops. You don't have that friends bring friends bring. It's pretty hard to bring friends to learn to dance when you're dancing advanced. You know?
Yeah.
They're taken completely out of the equation. So the ABC was started for that reason. It was started as a perpetual program to keep going forever, to give people in an area a chance to come dance and not have to take lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You can come any Saturday night and walk into the ABC Hall, and they're going to teach you the first 12 fundamentals, which will take a half hour, maybe 45 minutes at the most. And then they're going to teach you three or four calls, depending on whether it's the A dance or the B dance or the C dance. The only difference is three or four calls on each one. But it makes each one different enough that people can come back week after week and feel like they got something new. And then as it rotates around, if they miss a week, it's no big deal, because it's kind of like more like contras. You know, you can go to a contra dance with live music today, and the hall's packed. These people are getting 150, 250 people to come out and dance. And it's just fun stuff, though. It's not anything that's difficult, and that's what it is with the ABC program. However, the drawback is personnel. We have a serious personnel problem in this country as far as callers that, number one, have the desire to do it, and number two, have the talent to do it.
Talent, yes.
Both are lacking in a tremendous degree, and that's really sad, because if we had callers with the desire and the talent, that it takes two things. You have to be able to entertain those people. You just can't get up there and bark out calls to them and insist that they're going to learn these 25 calls tonight, because we've got to hurry up and graduate you into the club, you know. Well, the way we do things in this country has to stop, because it's not working today, and it's working actually in reverse, because we're running off more people than we're taking in. Mm-hmm. And the ones that we take in are not graduates of our system anymore. They're survivors of our system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're producing survivors are headed right straight on up through the levels and out of the activity. Well, there's no way that we're going to be able to maintain clubs unless we change things and get back to callers wanting to entertain people with a lesser vocabulary than we're used to using over the last 20, 25 years. And it's all these calls have, in my opinion, has ruined many, many callers. They can't call and entertain people with a limited vocabulary today, and there within lies our greatest challenge for our future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people today cannot commit a year to lessons. You hear that,
absolutely.
You know, you tell them it's a year and they want to quit.
Well, exactly. And those that stay with us for a while and get the pulp beat out of them and then end up quitting, I mean, all we're doing, and this happens, you know as well as I do, if you start off with eight couples in a class, you're going to graduate two if you're lucky. Now, those 76 couples ran off for some reason, and they go tell their friends. That you don't want to do that. They just want you to get in there.
Yeah.
They just want you to get in there and take lessons. And after you take lessons for a year, guess what? Then they want you to take more lessons and learn plus. And then they want you to be president of the club and bring all the kids. You know, you don't want to do that. Well, just think. That happens not once in America every year. It happens thousands of times. Look at all the clubs that do that. Look at all the dancers. You add them up. Do the math. There's thousands of dancers to go away from modern Western square dancing every year, telling their friends, this is no good, it's no fun. No wonder we're down. Until we change things and go back and give society what they want, we don't stand a chance of ever rebuilding what we know is modern Western square dancing today.
Right, because the beauty of that is if you get some people who get hooked on it, maybe they will take a year's worth of lessons and see, you know,
correct,
the other calls they can learn.
That's correct. The way the ABC program is supposed to work, and it could work cooperatively if callers would just get together. Let's say three or four callers in an area said, one guy said, hey, you know, I've got a church group over here. And the other guy says, well, you know, I know the guys down at the fire station. And the other guy goes, well, I've got a social group over here. I'm going to talk to them. And let's see if we can't find a hall we can rotate in and dance around. And they could do a cooperative ABC program.
Mm-hmm.
To where, and all you've got to do is tell the church, say, hey, look, if you'll help us bring, you know, we'll split it with you. The church can get half the money. We'll take half of what we do. There's creative ways to get things rolling again in square dancing. But from what I'm seeing so far, I've not seen the desire. And once we get the desire, we can create the talent. I think we can have some schools that can teach guys how to be better entertainers and really capture the attention of some folks out there that they want to dance. They just don't want to take a year's worth of lessons.
Yeah.
That's it. When Carl F. spent over $150,000 on surveys to find out that very thing. We already knew that, but, you know, in any organization, you've got to spend the money to get it professionally validated. So we spent $150,000 to find out that we have a product that most people don't want to buy, and we have a product that most people don't want to wear those type of clothes. So those were the two biggest issues that we found, other than the fact that we have the best hidden activity in the world. Nobody knows about it.
Right, exactly.
And until we get it straightened out, I prefer it to stay that way, to tell you the truth. I'm really tired of seeing what's happening. And we just kind of went through that scenario where we just beat the daylights out of them, and then the survivors go on up through the levels, and the others go tell everybody never to come. So... And that is a normal scenario that happens thousands of times around this country every year. And until we stop that madness and go in a different direction as a group, it'll never change. I don't see that happening. I just
have
don't see
it. Have you had the opportunity to try that in some of your RV parks when you have new people coming in?
Absolutely. It worked beautiful. And I did it for several years. But the problem was the other callers did not get on board. What they did, they stood around and waited until I produced them, and they wanted to come in and cherry-pick the rest of them out and take them on up the bus.
I see.
It's the same old story where, you know, the level system sounds good in theory. Yes, everybody enjoys their particular level, but you know what? Can you name me one social activity in the history of the world that ever thrived due to segregation? I can't think of any. And yet, we're so brilliant that we think we can take a beautiful activity like square dancing, and cut it up and micromanage these programs like Carlisle is doing and expect any other result than what we're getting. It's mind-boggling to me. We've got a lot of brilliant people, but sometimes I wonder if they're too brilliant.
Yeah, we've lost some of our common sense.
We have lost a lot of our common sense along the way. We need to bring square dancing back down out of the stratosphere and quit writing these definitions for challenge dancers and get back and entertain people at a very basic level, or none of us are going to have anybody to call to in the future.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what drew me to the activity in the beginning. It's just a fun night out with friends. It didn't have to be, you know, a lot of calls.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
okay, and now that I'm going to tell you I'm a C4 dancer.
That's okay. You know, I love the levels. I love to call the levels. I love to dance the levels. But at the same time, I can talk honestly and openly about my thoughts as to what we need to do. And I don't know. I don't have the answers, really. All you can do is sit down with a group of people and talk about it. And in an area, if you walk into a square dance hall and all you see on the wall is plus weekends and advanced classes and C1 dances,
yeah,
that's not a good environment for new people. So maybe clubs need to start right there, removing the new people from that atmosphere, and let's get them together with like-minded people. But yeah, when people are trying to take them into square dance halls and they see all this stuff right away, we're just almost our worst enemies, I think. You know what I'm saying?
But, But you're right, Jerry. It has to start with the callers. You know, clubs are not going to do this on their own. Do you advertise the dance night as an A, a B, or a C so people know if they've seen the calls before, or is that just kind of you just choose to call them every time?
The way we did it was very interesting. We had a card, and it had the A, the B, and the C. So let's just do a scenario. I had four couples show up the first night, okay? And my wife gave them a card, and she punched the A, put a hole in it with a puncher, and give them back the card. And on the back of the card, on the front of the card is their sign, and on the back of the card is all their information, all of our information, if they need to get in touch with us, or telephone numbers, emergency numbers, and that sort of thing. So then I told those four couples, anybody that brings me a new couple next week, the couple you bring gets the dance free, and so do you.
Oh.
So all it takes is a couple of guys that don't want to, you know, they'll get you people like you've never seen. The next week, let's say the two of them brought one couple apiece. Well, let's say that everybody brought one. Well, then I had two squares. That's okay, because the money will come. The four couples that were there the previous week, their card had the A punched. So when they check in, they get the B punched on their card, and their friends get the B punched on their card. So now we keep track of where they are. So then I give the same speech. Anybody that wants to bring another couple. Well, so now it's going to start washing out. Let's say that the next time, only four out of the eight do. Well, I made money off four of them, and they brought me four more. And then on those guys, that night, everybody gets the C punched. So the first nighters, their card is full. And once you get all of your cards full, all your dances full, then we start, we stay over an extra hour and start dancing the ABC Toto program. So in other words, instead of just the A or just the B or just the C, we put it all together in one pot and see if you remember what we did last week, and we show it to them again, you see. And then the next week, if they keep coming, as soon as they get their dance card full, three punches, A, B, C, punch, 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 as soon as their card is full, then they can stay over. That's their ticket to dance an extra hour. So that's the enticement of the cards. You know, see, the people just like that game. Well, we can get that A dance, and maybe they missed it. Maybe they got to wait for the cycle, because I go A, B, C, then it starts all over. One week is A, the next week is B, then the next week is C, then you start over. A, B, C.
How long is the dance before the extra hour?
Hour and a half.
Okay.
It could be 2 hours. I just went an hour and a half, and it was plenty for them, you know, with nothing else going on. We just focused on dancing more than teaching, just dancing, and they have plenty of exercise in an hour and a half. And then those that wanted to, after they get their card full, what a lot of them did, they'd send people over, and then they'd come later, and then they'd dance with them for about the last 45 minutes or so, or hour, and then they'd stay over and dance the other hour. And then and then encourage their friends, hey, you know, you only got that one more. Now, next week is the C one, but the one after that is the A one, and that's the one you're going to need. So come next week, and then the next week, if you get A, then you'll have all the stuff. And then you can stay over and dance the extra hour with us at the end. So it worked beautifully. But I'll tell you who my biggest, the people that ruined it the quickest were, you'd think were probably callers cherry picking. And that's a problem. But the dancers ruin it. The dancers are the ones that sit there and go on, you know, the angels to come in. I really sit down and have a talk with the angels and say, you know, quit telling them to hurry up and get through this so they can go learn Relay the Ducey, please. They just don't understand what they do. They just don't get it. You can't stop them, I guarantee you. They love what they do. They think they're helping. That's the problem. They think they're helping. And I'm going down to the back going, oh, my God, I wish they would just shut up. Leave these people alone. Because, like you said, they will migrate out of there at their own will. And now, if they would do it like this, and contrary to the way we do it now, where we produce this negative marketing transfer all the time, Now we're producing a positive marketing transfer. The people that would leave ABC and go on, and I would welcome the clubs to come in and put their flyer out and say, we're starting our classes in such and such a time. That wouldn't bother me a bit. Because I know that most of them don't want to go take a year's worth of lessons, but I do know for this, as a, for a fact, that if a square does decide to go, guess what? That square is going to have a positive marketing transfer all the way through the process because they went willingly. We didn't, they didn't go there and then find out what was going on, get unhappy and leave. They went willingly, knowing what to expect, and now our retention rate is what we need to increase and to help us out, goes sky high. Now, out of those four couples that went on, 100% of them will probably stay in the activity and support a club.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I like that.
But it's the retention rate that we don't have on the other side of the coin, you know, it's awful. That's why I say I would rather see a lot of these grass clubs stop. Just stop. Just stop what you're doing until you're ready to do it right, because you're not doing anything but hurting the activity and making more people feel bad about it. So that's my 2 cents worth anyway.
Yeah.
Not worth much, but
maybe worth either saving the activity or you know, creating a phoenix out of the activity's ashes. So I had heard somebody mention that you were thinking about putting together a caller school specifically for the first 25 calls, specifically for ABC, to get guys, to get callers or newer callers, really push this. Is that something that you've been able to put together or are working on putting together?
We are working on putting that together, and we're not sure what kind of response we're going to have to it yet. The reason that we're holding back and waiting, what we'd like to do is have a set up to where PE teachers can get their credits for continuing education, and if we can get that certified, and we're working on that now, then we don't have to depend on Joe and Henry over there that are 80 years old or still calling and they want to do something. Then bless Joe and Henry's heart, but they're not going to do anything that we need done to help square dancing right now. I'd love to help Joe and Henry, but that's about all we got right now. Who do we got? All the callers are old, like us. We're all old. So now we can get to teachers, PE teachers. They're going to love it because they don't have anything to use. And we've got it simplified now to where they can just come in and memorize a couple of these ABC routines. And if they can just present one or two of them, that's all that they're ever going to need in their PE class. Mm-hmm. But it gives a very, very positive look at square dancing that we're not getting today. And I think once we get that far, then I can see then a DVD maybe coming sponsored by Nike or something that they want to sell these kids on down the road. But we've got to start first and get something laid out for the PE curriculum, and we've already done that. That work has already been done privately outside of Colorado. We've got the teaching manual for PE teachers or any teacher that wants to learn how to run the an ABC program. So that's all in place. We're just waiting to try to get our foot in the right door, and it's not easy.
That's the conclusion of the second part of our interview with Jerry Story. Tune in next week. He'll talk about some of his associations with other callers, as well as some other ideas he has concerning the square dance activity. I really enjoyed his discussion of the ABC program.
It's so original. You know, we've not thought of something like that, at least in our area. Maybe you guys do something like that where you are. But
yeah, it's original and new and is exactly what was happening back in the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have to take a year's worth of lessons to learn to square dance. You just came and you were dancing that night.
Yeah, Kathy's mom found a number of articles from the very early 60s. And the discussion that they were having at that point in the 60s is exactly the discussion that we're having now about new calls and moving through the programs and just coming out and having fun dancing and whatnot. So while it's a new idea, it's a new old idea that nobody's doing right now.
Mm-hmm. History repeats itself yet again.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like the idea of having some couples bring their friends and then they both get in free, that's a win-win. That's good for our activity and that's good for people because they can have an evening activity then and bring their friends into it.
Exactly. So, again, tune in next week for the third part of our interview with Caller Jerry's story. It is, I suppose, just before Christmas then. So, but Barb, what do you have coming up this weekend?
Speaking of Christmas, I have a Christmas party on Saturday night, a big Christmas party in a fancy home in a fancy suburb. The woman, a realtor who helped sell my house in Green Oaks when I moved down to Wheeling, holds a holiday party every year, and I've been invited even though it's been 6 years since I moved. And she has live music and two bars and food everywhere, and she spends thousands and thousands of dollars, I'm sure. But it's always a fun event, so I'm looking forward to going to that.
Excellent.
What do you have planned, Dale?
This Friday I will be calling a Christmas dance for a group here in Northern Virginia. On Saturday we have a solstice party that we go to every year in Philadelphia. And one of the great fun activities is called Find the Pickle. There's a pickle hidden somewhere in or on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree is fully decorated with lights and whatnot. And you have to find it and go to the host.
Whisper.
And whisper where you found it. And if it's correct, then you get to pick a prize. And then on Sunday, we'll be coming back to the D.C. area, and we have a birthday party for one of our square dance friends who's turning 70. And despite the fact that he's turning 70, he looks like he's 45 and acts and dances like he's 45. And it's just wonderful. When he told me he was 70, my jaw just dropped. And I hope I have that much energy when I'm 55, let alone when I'm 70. When we get home from the party, it will be early to bed because 5 o'clock rolls around very early. Big thanks to our guest, Jerry Story. And again, tune in next week, December 21st, for part 3 of our interview with Jerry.
And this is Barb Jarvis from Wheeling, Illinois. Goodbye, Dale. Have a good week, everyone.
And this is Dale Hodge from Columbia, Maryland. Ciao, Barb. Happy dancing. See you on the dance floor, and good luck shopping. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.